Well, hello everybody, and welcome to episode number 84 of the JB Sism Show. Today I'm going to be talking about making the most with your words. I'm going to give you three reasons to keep writing every week.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my friends, taking everything to the next level is what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, my name is Jason Sism. I'm your host, and welcome to today's show. This show is going to give you the tools that you need to transform lives and reach the world with your message. And I believe that God has given you something very special to share with the world. That something is your words. And it doesn't matter if you're a blogger, an author, or just a freelance writer, or maybe just the church secretary, your words can change someone's life. Well, in today's episode, we're going to discuss how we can change the world of one person by the words that we write. Also, I have some fun changes coming to the blog, and we're going to dive back into the ABCs of blogging. Go to that glossary to the letter D, and it's probably been about 4 weeks since we have been there. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's going to be fun. Stick around. I'll be right back. Well, it is good to be back behind the microphone again. It's about 10 o'clock at night on Tuesday, January 10th. Tuesday, January 10th. And this podcast is going to go live in just a few hours at 5 a.m. So figured, well, why not just sit down and record an episode now? But yeah, I need to apologize to everybody who is listening. If you've been a longtime listener of the show, I said just before going on a Christmas hiatus that I was going to dive back into the ABCs of blogging. Well, I never did. The glossary just kind of stopped, and I never continued on. So it's been several weeks since I did the last letter, and that was the letter C. So I'm not really sure what episode that was. Hold on, let me check. I'll be right back. Okay, so I am back, and I just looked this up. Nothing is worse than looking something up live, so I figured I'd just pause the recording and come back. Anyway, the last time I did the ABCs of blogging, I did the C's, and that was back in episode 81. Now, if you are just listening to these all the way through, you're going to see that I said I was going to be doing them, and I never did. So, whoops, that is my bad. And so today we're going to be diving back into the ABCs of blogging, going to be doing the D's today. And I'm kind of excited because I have some really cool changes coming to the website. And it's something I've been thinking about doing for a long time, and I just haven't pulled the trigger until now. Well, I'll get into that in just a moment. If you have never listened to this show is all about giving you the guts and the tools, everything that you need to get your message out into the world. And I personally believe that everybody has a message. And sometimes we want to listen to those messages. Other times we cringe and we say, good Lord, the internet has given everybody a voice and now everybody feels the need to share their opinion. Well, that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm saying God has given everybody a message to help inspire and make the world a better place, to help lift up, encourage, and motivate people to do something great with their lives. And that's what we as writers have the wonderful ability to do. We can take ordinary topics and we can turn them on their head and we can actually encourage people to do something great. We can encourage people to get up and be motivated and do something that is going to maybe better the lives of even more people. And our goal is to reach the world with our message. Now, at jbsism.com, I have a kind of a threefold vision that I have. And that vision is really to help equip you with the tools that you need so that lives can be transformed and so that you can reach the world with your message. In other words, equip you with tools to transform lives to reach the world. That's my goal. That's what I aim to do. And I summed it all up in this one sentence. I want to help you succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life by helping you find your voice. And so now that we are in the new year, and if you've been thinking about starting to blog, or you've been thinking about writing that book that you have always wanted to write, or maybe you want to contact that magazine that you've been wanting to write for now for a while, this is a new year. It's 2017. You can sit down. The slate is clean. You have a fresh plate in front of you. It's time to start filling it up with some choice words and get your message out there. Maybe over the holidays you ran into somebody at the grocery store and their story just inspired you. Write that down. Sell it to a magazine and get that out there to inspire people to listen to those around us. Or maybe your church has a publication that they do each and every week, and you have this devotional that you've been thinking about, and you just want to share it with the world. Well, your church has a publication. Well, why not use that medium to get that message out there to help somebody go deeper in their walk with Jesus? Or maybe you have this book that's been burning on the inside of you, and these characters are eating away at you, and you know you need to write their story. Well, why not take this year and write down your story, get your story out onto paper, and then take the steps necessary to get your book published, edited, and get a cover done, and get it published, and get it up on Amazon.com. Heck, you can even do it as an ebook. Get that ebook out there, start with that, and then move forward. And so when we really begin to boil it all down, it's really simple. We start with a clean piece of paper or a clean screen with just a blinking cursor. There's nothing written on there. And then all we have to do is just simply start typing. And when we start typing, we let the words flow out of our heart, flow out of our mind onto the page. And then we edit them, we hone them, we sharpen them, and we know that words have power. The Bible says that, you know, words are sharper than a two-edged sword. And when we think of words like that, think of words as a two-edged sword, that means we have a lot of power in what we say, and we can influence people to live a better life. That's what it means to be a writer, to influence people to live a better life. Now, that scripture verse I was telling you about is really talking about the Bible itself, that the Word of God is more powerful than a two-edged sword because it divides both the soul and the spirit. But I think our written words are very similar. They're powerful. They're sharp. They can cut. They can hurt. The Bible says that there is power of life and death within our tongue. It doesn't mean our tongue actually has to verbally say it. We can write nasty things, or we can write things that are going to bless, lift up. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about these three things of what our words can do. Our words can encourage. When we sit down and we start thinking about what it is we want to write, we can start thinking about all of the encouraging things that we can utilize, the stories that we come across each day or that we read every day. They're either going to make us cry, they're going to make us laugh, they're going to make us sit down and think deep thoughts. But at the end of the day, a writer's goal is to make their words encouraging, especially if you're going to go into the area of blogging or you're going to go into the area of writing devotionals or writing articles for magazines or writing for the newspaper. And the goal is to encourage. And when we encourage people, we are lifting up their spirit. We're lifting up their soul. And they begin to have a better outlook on life. We want to encourage people into action. We want to encourage people to do something. We want to encourage people to think deeply about their life and maybe go inward. Maybe not go extroverted outward to do something. Maybe it's just sitting and being still and saying, you know, boy, you know, maybe I need to work on my anger. And maybe the article you've written deals with the harshness of letting your mouth fly off and letting the anger hurt people. And maybe that's something that somebody needed to read to make them pause and reflect and say, you know, hey, maybe I need to take a seat back and maybe I need to just chill out for a moment. But our words encourage. Our words are meant to encourage. The Webster's Dictionary defines encourage this way. It says to give support, confidence, or hope to people. In other words, we want to stir something up, stimulate something within people. We want to give them hope that there is hope for tomorrow. There is hope that things are going to get better. We want to stimulate them to develop something within inside of them. We want to nurture, cultivate, and strengthen these people that we are writing for. And the best part is if we know our audience, we can communicate that message even further. And we can prompt people into action, if that makes sense. The second thing that our words can do for our readers is inspire them. We want to inspire people. And I can't tell you how nice it is to get emails from people who've said that my words have inspired them. I remember when I wrote my book, Divine Providence, which is a short novella. It's only about 110, maybe a little less than that, 110 pages. You can sit down and read it in an afternoon. If you want to learn more about it, you can go to jbsism.com/divine-providence. jbsism.com/divine-providence. Or if that's too difficult, you could just simply go to jbsism.com/products and you can read about the book there. But I remember getting an email from a father and he said, you know, Jason, you really hit home. You helped me reconnect with my children. And he said that the story allowed him to really think deep about what it meant to be a father and to really thank God for his children. So in other words, I take that as inspiring somebody to reflect. Inspire is simply just to influence, move, or guide somebody. You can even take it to guide somebody by divine or supernatural inspiration. But in other words, we want to spur people on to see life with hope. Spur people on to see life in a better light. And that's what inspiration does. Inspiration helps draw out thoughts, draw out ideas. And as we write out our ideas and as we write out the thoughts that we have in our heart and the thoughts that we have in our mind, we're not just writing things for the sake of writing. We are writing things to inspire and to push people into a better place. We want people to walk away from our writing feeling like they have just been on a journey. We want people to walk away feeling that we have had a profound influence on their lives. And I can't tell you how many times I have seen books in my mind's eye after I've read them, years after I've read them. I've had these things, these words, these thoughts creep back up into my mind. That's how powerful the written word is. The written word can help cultivate our minds and help inspire us, so to speak, to take action in life or to reflect about something in life. And that's what our words do. Third thing our words do is they motivate. Our words motivate. In other words, we want to give people a reason for doing something. We want to motivate people into action. And I know I've said that a few times, you know, encourage people into action or inspire people into action. But you can encourage people to action and they don't take the action. We can inspire people to take action and they don't take action. But if we motivate somebody to take action, they are more apt to take action and they are more willing to jump onto the bandwagon and move. That's what our words can do. Our words are designing somebody's life to move. We want to provide a service for people through our words to help them change their life. So if somebody's living an unhealthy lifestyle, maybe you're writing something to help them change that unhealthy lifestyle. You're motivating them to take action. You're giving them a reason to do something. You're giving them something to live for. You're giving them a reason to be. And that's what motivation does. Our words are the motivator to motivate people into action. And so when we begin writing down our words, our goal is to encourage people. Our goal is to help people live their life so that we can feel not only better about ourselves, but we can walk away knowing that they are in a much better place. And speaking of writing, there is a lot of changes, well, some changes, maybe not a lot of changes, that I'm thinking about making and working on making to the website, jbsism.com, and one of them that maybe some of you have not quite really noticed, but I have another domain name. And that domain name is jasonsism.com, jasonsism.com. jbsism.com, which is kind of the one that I've had for a long time, and jasonsism is the other one. Now, I'm probably, you know, I'm not sure how I'm going to do this yet, but jbsism.com already goes to the jasonsism website. Well, one thing that I'm thinking of doing is actually And right now, if you type in jbsism.com, you're going to see in the address bar, it still says jbsism.com. Well, I'm thinking about doing a 307 redirect where that's just going to flip automatically and it's going to say jasonsism.com. And I'm going to keep the branding of the JB Sism webs, not website, but the JB Sism podcast name, because that goes along with my author's name, JB Sism. And I just like the branding of that. But the website actually may just be jasonsism.com, just simply because it's easier for people to remember. People forget the B. And I've had people actually just search for Jason Sism, and once I made that switch, it's much easier for people to find the website. So there you have that. But I'm making some changes, and some of these changes I'm excited about. Some of them are staying the same, changes that I made last year. Like one, every Monday I have a blog post that I have written, and then every Wednesday this podcast goes out. And I just looked at the stats today. And in fact, Wednesday is the most popular day for the website. And 24% of all the views to the website happen on Wednesday. The most popular hour of the day is 4 p.m. 8% of everybody who views the website every day views it at 4 p.m. So I guess that's the biggest, best time that people visit the website. So who knew? However, Wednesday, 24% of the views is still the most popular day. And so I am leaving the show on Wednesdays because I want to grow the podcast audience. And I think one of the best ways to do that is to leave the podcast on Wednesdays. So Monday blog, Wednesday podcast. And then I'm going to be doing something new. Every Friday, my goal is now to do a mini post. So Friday mini post. And what that means is I am either going to have a quote, a meme, picture quote card, or a short review of a book that I'm recommending, or a book that I'm reading, or another product that I'm recommending. So Monday blog post, Wednesday podcast, and Friday mini post. And that's what I am working on. I'm kind of excited about that. I wanted to move to three posts a week because I do know that once I made the decision to move to two posts a week, I increased in viewerships on the website. And everything that I've learned is the more frequently you post, the better chances you have to gain more attention from people, because everybody's attention span is so little. And when they see that you don't have much going on your website, they're not going to pay attention and they're not going to come back. So that's one of the changes that I'm going to be making. And I think it's important to stick to a schedule. Now, it doesn't mean I'm going to probably make every Friday a post day. There's probably going to be several Fridays throughout the year that I just may not post. I mean, that's 52 posts or more during the course of the year. And I might not be able to find that many quotes to create a post with. Or, you know, maybe I slack on my reading. Who knows? But that's going to be one of my goals. I'm not going to say it's going to be a definite every single Friday I'm going to make, a mini post there, but, I do know every Wednesday I'm going to have this podcast episode. Every Monday I'm going to have a blog post. And what that means is every Wednesday my goal is to have a brand new episode. Now, last year I came really close. I was only four episodes shy of making that goal. And I think that's pretty good. So four episodes shy of making the goal of having a brand new episode every single Wednesday. So I'm going to make the commitment again that I'm going to do my darndest to have a brand new episode of this podcast every single Wednesday, live on the website, live on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, however you want to subscribe. And if you've not subscribed to the show, I do encourage you to subscribe to the show. Just go to jbsism.com/jbsism-show. So jbsism.com/jbsism-show. And you can subscribe to the show there on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. So it doesn't matter if you have an Apple phone, an Android phone, or a Windows phone, you're going to have access to the content that I produce here. Otherwise, you can just listen to it right on your device as well. And then you can download the episodes for listen later. So that's pretty cool. The other thing that I'm going to be changing is, well, I kind of have already made this change, is a new email look. Now, it doesn't mean I'm going to be adding some really cool graphics and I'm going to be doing all kinds of weird and cool things with the email. I'm actually going more plain Jane on the emails. So I mean by that is I'm no longer going to be sending RSS emails. Now, for those of you who don't know what RSS is, and I'll get into this on the blogging glossary later, but not today, another day when we get to the R's. But real quickly, RSS simply stands for Real Simple Syndication. And so when you write a blog, all of your posts go into what's called an RSS feed, a Real Simple Syndication feed. This feed then goes into my MailChimp account. And MailChimp is just an email service provider that I am currently using right now, which it's probably going to be changing. But so the emails then go out of MailChimp, and the entire blog post is emailed directly to you. Now, the problem with that is Gmail, Yahoo, and some of these other email providers are getting incredibly smart, and they're realizing that people are sending very heavy HTML. HTML is just the code that is used to create a beautiful looking email or a beautiful looking web page. That's what has all of the formatting. That's what has all of the images. That's what has all of the italics and the headers, you know, so the big bold letters for a header. That's what HTML does. It creates all of that for you to make the page look pretty. Well, email providers are starting to crack down on some of that HTML, and so they are now sending a lot of that content right to the spam folder. And if you're like me, you have a pretty high setting on your spam folder. And about every 7 to 10 days, I have my spam folder completely delete everything out of the spam folder. And I may miss some stuff just simply because of that setting that I have, because I just don't like spam. Well, but the thing is, if I subscribe to something, I'm not signing up for spam. I'm signing up for something because I'm interested in what the author has to say. So here's what I'm doing. I am making the change to doing a personal typed email. So every Monday, every Wednesday, I'm going to be sending out a personal typed email. It looks like it came from my personal computer, has no images. It's just, you know, hi, if you're, well, let's say, hi, Sally. And then today's blog post is about da 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 da. You can read it here and then have a couple of links for you to read the blog post, and it takes you directly to my website. And I'm doing that simply because it will make it easier for the emails to go directly into people's inboxes rather than the spam folder. And it's a great way for me to bypass some of that. So that's what I'm doing. I'm no longer going to be sending these RSS emails. that have the entire blog post. If you want to read the blog post and you're on the mailing list, you're going to have to click the link to come back to the website to read it there. And that's just simply because Google is making it incredibly difficult to send HTML, the big, pretty emails, to people anymore. And they're trying to cut down on some of that. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And I think it just looks a little bit more personal, a little bit more professional to have just what looks like a simple typed email. And it's a change that I've actually already started doing at the church. And for those of you who don't know, I'm a pastor at a church in the Minneapolis, Twin Cities area, the operations pastor. And I made the switch a few months ago to a very, very simple email that I send out. And I've actually had more people open and read the emails doing it that way than I did having the beautiful, fleshed out, pretty looking email. So anyway, I've seen opens go up on that. So that's one of the reasons why I'm doing that. And yeah, those are just kind of some of the changes that are coming. And Fridays, I'm going to be doing a post, but it's going to be via email. And basically, I want to give you some tips and tricks and things that I do to make writing better. And so my goal is, and I don't know if it's going to happen every Friday, I'm going to do my darndest as well. Same thing with the Friday mini post. But my goal is to send every Friday an email out that just gives some tips and some tricks and some information of what's going on in the writing world to help people navigate that and help people become better writers and help people become better at what they do and getting their message out into the world. So those are the things that I'm working on, and I'm kind of excited about that. Now, before I go on, I'm just going to get a drink of water. I'm not really editing anything in today's episode, so bear with me. Okay, so there are some things that I'm looking at changing on the website, and I don't know if I'm ready to pull the trigger yet. I'm kind of hesitant in maybe sharing these, but I'm going to anyway. I recently learned. Let me back up. If you're thinking of starting a podcast, or you are a podcaster, or if you really don't know how podcasting works, basically what it is I sit down in my home studio. I have a mixer, I have professional gear and microphone, high OPR 40, and I record all of my audio. I edit it down and then I upload it to the internet. Well, the best way to do that is using what's called a podcast host. And just like a regular email provider is the host, so if you sign up for email, they host your email account. Podcasting is very similar. They host my audio files. And so I upload my audio files to a podcast host. They give me a link to my audio file, and that's what I share on my website. That way I'm not putting my actual audio files right on my website, because I would hate to crash my website because people trying to download the audio podcast all at once across the world. So I need somebody who's going to hold my audio files. Well, the current host that I'm using right now is a company called SoundCloud.com. Now, for those of you who don't know SoundCloud is, they've kind of been a music and an audio file social media company. Well, They, for years, were in beta testing with their podcasting division. And about 2 years ago, they decided to officially launch it. And so for about $15 a month, actually might be a little less than that, might be about $13 a month, you can have podcast hosting, and all of your podcasts are then hosted on SoundCloud. And then they give you some basic stats to tell you who's downloading what around the world. Well, here's the problem. There has been a lot of rumors going around, and I guess it makes me kind of nervous that SoundCloud is in serious financial trouble, and the doors to the organization could slam shut, and when they do, all of my podcast episodes will be gone. Now, I have them all backed up here on my local computer, but anything that's on the website is going to be gone, and they are going to shut down. Now, nobody knows when this is going to happen. There's rumors that Google may buy SoundCloud. Don't know if that's going to happen. There's rumors that they're going to find some other donors to give them money to keep their doors open. But the problem is they're spending more than what they're taking in. So, like, for example, let's say they brought in $22 million last year. They spent $44 million. So, I mean, their revenue and their numbers are way off base. And so it really makes me kind of nervous, and makes me wonder, okay, if they are in serious financial trouble and they're looking for donors to give them money so they can keep their doors open, that doesn't look good for anybody who's in the podcasting industry. And so people are going to want to start moving their stuff off of SoundCloud and moving it to a company called Libsyn, which stands for Liberated Syndication. So Libsyn, LIBSYN.com. And they have packages that are like $15, $20 a month. And that might be what I go with. Another company called Blueberry, BlueBrry.com, because everybody knows that E's are evil. So Blueberry, BlueBrry.com. They have about a $20 a month plan that I'm looking at as well. And it might make the transition easier by going with them versus Libsyn. But Libsyn has been around since the dinosaur age of podcasting. So they've been around since about 2004, 2005, somewhere in there. So, you know, I'm not really sure what direction I'm going to go in that regards, but I know I'm going to need to move the JB Sism show to a new audio media host. So there we go with that. The second thing that I'm kind of hesitant on pulling the trigger, and I know I need to do it, I mentioned earlier that I'm using MailChimp as my main and primary email server. Well, the problem that I learned, and I learned this on latenightim.com. That's Mark Mason's website. And he was saying that MailChimp has some kind of funky, I don't know what you want to call it. They have some funky stuff going on with their terms of service for affiliate marketers. Now, I don't have a lot of affiliate marketing on the website, but I have enough. And I do post affiliate links within the blog posts. Well, the problem with that is it goes directly against MailChimp's terms of service for affiliate marketers. And really, I dove a little bit deeper into their terms of service, and they really don't like people selling as well. Now, they don't necessarily stop people from selling, but they do say if you are caught selling other people's stuff and you're caught being an affiliate marketer, they're going to shut you down and you're going to lose your emails. Well, for a blogger, email service providers are everything, and emails are everything. I recently read a stat by, it was John Meese over at johnmeese.me, and he was saying that 100 email subscribers are worth about 1,000 social media subscribers. So in other words, they're pretty valuable, and they're actually more valuable than anybody on social media. And so you can do more with emails than you can with social media. And so I'm kind of in this catch-22 where I know I need a new email service provider. I'm currently looking at a company called ConvertKit, which is the gold standard right now when it comes to email service providers for bloggers. And the thing that I'm liking about the idea of moving is the move is going to ensure that I can take care of my email subscribers on a much more personal level. And that's what I want to do. I want to make sure that you, the listener, you, the email subscriber to the jbcism.com site, are being taken care of. And I know I'm going to be able to offer more, and I'm going to be able to offer to really segment out my list so that if you don't care about leadership development stuff, you're not going to get those emails. Or you don't care about blogging stuff, you're not going to get those emails. And so it'll really allow me to tailor each of the emails that I send to specific people. And then the best part, and this is the part that I'm really thinking that I'm going to like, is it allows me to have an email sequence. So that way, as I write my Friday pieces, if I keep them from being date specific, anybody who signs up for the email list is going to get this email every Friday. And all I have to do is write it, upload it, add the tags, and it doesn't matter when you join the email list, you're eventually going to get that Friday's email. So it will allow me to work smarter and not harder. I don't have to rehash any content, and I know that people are going to get all of the previous stuff that I've written and all of the future stuff that I'm going to write. And so I know the move is going to ensure I can take care of my email subscribers on a more personal level. But in some regards, because everything costs money, I'm so hesitant in making these moves. Some of it means I'm going to have to give up other things that I really enjoy. But I think the main thing is my enjoyment isn't as great as making sure that you, the listener, and you, the email subscriber, are taken care of, because you guys are my friends and you guys are the ones who keep me going each week, writing new content and writing the content for this podcast. And so I just want to make sure that you're taken care of. And that's why I'm really weighing all of this stuff really, really heavily on my heart, and weighing the odds, weighing the cons, weighing the pros, making sure that you're going to be taken care of, because I don't want to leave you in a lurch, and I want to make sure that you have a pleasant experience. That way you can tell people about this site, tell people about this podcast. And if you haven't done that and you find the value on this show, I encourage you to let people know what I am doing here, because I want to make sure that everybody knows what jbcism.com is all about. Well, it has been a few weeks since I've done the ABCs of blogging, and this is going to be a glossary that I'm putting together, and by the time I get to the Z's, I may actually have a full ebook that I'll be able to do, and I'll be able to get this transcribed maybe, or just write it out altogether. Who knows? But the goal is to have another ebook download for you, whether, I probably won't sell it. I'll probably just give it away, and it'll be a nice email incentive. And so if people are wanting to get into the blogging industry or get into the podcast industry, well, this is a great way to do it, because I'm going to walk you through A to Z, or my friends in Australia would say A to Z. Anyway, well, today we're going to be talking about the letter D. That's right, my friends, the letter D. And I only have two today, two letter D's for you. Well, the first one is simply this: discipline. You know, if you're going to be a blogger and you want to take blogging seriously, you got to have discipline. In other words, you have made a commitment, and now you got to follow through. That kind of sucks, doesn't it? I can't tell you how many times I have sat and I have scratched my head wondering, what am I going to write this week? What am I going to say this week? I don't know. But the thing is, I got to have the discipline, and I've made the commitment, and now I've got to follow through with that commitment. In other words, you got to show up week in and week out, and you got to write. It's just putting the pen to the paper and just letting the words flow without fail. Show up every day, every week, whatever your frequency is, show up and just have that discipline. Sit down and start writing your next blog post. Start writing your next article for, if you're writing for another blog, but just have that commitment and follow through with it. That's the biggest thing. And the second one is just do the work. Do the work. Show up each week to do the work. Don't allow yourself to sit back and do nothing, but make it a priority to do the work each and every week. And my friends, if you do that, I know that your audience is going to thank you, and I know that you're going to put a smile on your face because you sat down and you did the work when it seemed like nobody else was willing or even wanting to do the work. So my friends, that is pretty much it for the ABCs of blogging. Have the discipline, show up, follow through. You made the commitment. Now just sit down, do the work, and write each and every week. Well, my friends, thank you. Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can find the full show notes of today's show by visiting my website at jbsism.com/084. And my friends, if you enjoyed today's show, this is what I want you to do. If you enjoyed today's show, tell somebody about it. Let them know how awesome this show is, because it's going to help them find their voice and succeed in life. Because that's my goal, is to bring you a message of clarity, to give you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has placed on your heart. My friends, my name is Jason Sism. I'll see you right here next week.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.